Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Grinding all my life. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
B. Mitch and Finley live in Madrid, Spain. You're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. You're streaming with us on the 106.7 YouTube page, or you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. However you get the content, we appreciate it. We also appreciate our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg making time for us this week and every week. Peter's everywhere, ESPN, WWE, Hot 97, ESPN New York. Peter, what's up, dude? A part of me thought a Madrid trip would be on your list.
Well, if it had been on my list, it would have been off my list by now.
I don't think you're alone in that regard, dude. Have you ever been to Madrid?
I've never been to Spain at all, actually.
Wow. That surprises me. How's it been so far?
It's been good, man. How is it? Good.
Real good.
Spain is cool, man.
I'm liking it.
These trips are a ton of work, so I haven't got to do too much. I'm hoping to explore a little tonight, and then we get an off day Saturday where I want to like go see the actual tourist stuff. It has been interesting, though, being here. This is the first game where Dan Quinn's going to be calling the shots. What if any expectations do you have for the defense to perform better with DQ running it instead of Joe Witt?
Man, how do we even do this anymore? You guys are doing this every day, so the least I can do is power through for 10 minutes, right?
Thank you.
I think you should be better than the worst team in the NFL. Because that's what they are right now. They're the worst team in the NFL. So be better than the worst team in the NFL for starters. Don't give up 38.5 points. At least show, you know, if you're Dan Quinn, don't you want these guys to show that they're playing for you? You know, mm-hmm. that there's an increase in effort level? Because, you know, I swear to you guys, over the last 3 weeks, and this is based on only my feeling, not based on anything I'm reading or anything, I feel like Dan Quinn went from one of the most secure coaching jobs in the league to, I'm not saying the hot seat, but I'd say you could, if you feel close, you could feel a little warmth coming from that seat. Maybe, you know, when with the seat warmers in the car, like the first level, it's not the third one, but there's a little warmth on the seat now, because now you're embarrassing yourself. Now you went from glory and, oh my God, we're back, to not just we're not playing good football, but to like, no, it feels like the worst of times. Like, it is unfathomable how bad the last 2 weeks were. I do not remember the last time, and I'm sure you guys could probably remember better than me, but I don't remember the last time in the previous several years, the Jay Gruden years, whatever, where we really didn't show up at all. We're like literally every possession, you know, the opposing team is scoring. I mean, I watch, you know, we all watch the whole NFL. I didn't watch another team where there's that much of a gap for every catch that the opposing team makes. It's been disgraceful. It's been an absolute, utter embarrassment and disgrace on every level. The player effort, the effort level has not been good. The coaching has been bad. I have nothing positive I can really say about this football team at this moment.
You're not wrong, dude. Defensively, it's historic, right? What has happened over the last month is historically bad. They're the first team to lose by three touchdowns or more in four straight games in almost 25 years. So you're not wrong in saying that. Dan's seat is an interesting one. We tried to equate this to money, right? To capital. Whatever amount of capital you think Dan acquired last year in that magnificent season, and let's just say it's 100 units, right? He's plus 100. What do you think he's at right now? Because I still think, to your point, in no way is that – I don't see any chance, even if they lose out maybe, but, like, I don't think Dan is getting canned, period. But it does change the what needs to happen next year kind of vibe. Where do you think he's at right now?
I would say – sorry, my daughter's being so cute right now – My feelings on Dan Quinn's how much capital, I would say he's down to, if you had 100 points in capital at the end of last season, I would say he's got 40. You know, like, yeah, he's going to finish the year and they're going to bring him back next year. I mean, listen, if they lose the rest of the games like this, he's gone. And he has to be gone. And there's like, if he's not, you know, then I start to question Adam Peters. I mean, if they were literally... like, they play Miami in Madrid, and they give up 45, right? And then this just keeps on going after the bye. At that point, there's zero capital. But I don't think that'll happen. I assume they'll pull it together somewhat. Dan Quinn knows how to do this. Mm-hmm. And assuming he pulls it together, maybe even they win a game or two, you know, beat the Giants or do whatever, and finish the year, you bring him back next year. You hope it was a crazy aberration, a real freakish injury situation mixed with some mistakes in free agency, and you give him another shot. But there's no question it's at least in half at this point. I mean, we were all getting ready for a Super Bowl run, and now we're literally, I mean, do you guys think I'm wrong? My friend asked me the other day, he goes, hey, I have Jonathan Taylor in fantasy, but he's on bye. I was going to sign Rodriguez. What do you think? I said, I don't think I can advise you to take anyone who's playing on the worst team in football. That's what I think.
Dude, I've had people hit me up about the Commanders running back position repeatedly on fantasy, and I say, don't do it. Like, it's just so – you don't know who's going to get the workload, and then whoever does has been up and down.
All right, I don't think Dan's going anywhere, Peter. I'm being honest with you. I think this year is going to be one we're going to forget about in a few years. But
by the way, I agree. I want to say I do agree. I think that's the most likely result, too.
I think we look at it and the running back position – none of those running backs control how many times they touch the ball. How often do we stick to the damn run? No matter what the situation.
Never.
We don't stick to the run. So, Bill, McNichols, or Rodriguez don't control that. Defensively, I think the injuries killed them. But then again, like, the thing I can't excuse is tackles. If you touch the dude and he's still running and you haven't hit the ground and he didn't hit the ground, I got a problem with that. That's something a player can control. But I just look at this whole thing where you started getting all these injuries and all of a sudden you got seconds and thirds out there playing. You're not competing with the rest of the guys. It's simple as hell. A simple comment, but people don't like to look at that. When their ones are playing your seconds and threes, you're not winning.
No, and not at the
position. It seems simple and it's crazy, but that's a fact.
Well, especially depending where those spots are, right? Like, we could have handled – Eckler, right? You could handle, there are a couple injuries that are bad. I'm not saying these aren't real players, but then they start to stack up. And then I just think we can't overstate, you can't overstate the Jaden stuff too, because the Jaden stuff sucks the soul out of the team. So, and then the Terry thing. And, you know, I saw the conversation you had with Zabe the other day, JP, and I thought it was really well said. People have been really gross for being mad at Terry. Obviously, it's unfortunate. The timing stinks. But let's be realistic. This is a guy who played full seasons year after year when everything else was terrible. Frankly, we're probably lucky he's out this year, because I don't think 17 was going to make the difference between this being a Super Bowl contender or not. So it might as well have been this year. But those injuries, though, numbers like 5 and 17 not being there hurt everybody, even the backups, I think. Everyone's less effective because you're like, well, what chance do we really have here, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at the teams that just run this league that somehow manage to do it every year. Guys, the number one thing they have in common, the quarterback's there. Josh Allen's always there. Mahomes is always there. Jalen Hurts is always there. Like, so that we can't remove that. That's been bad luck, too. But the defensive part to me, guys, I just think the coaching job's been so poor. And I guess Dan Quinn really cares for Joe Witt, because I thought a firing here was the easy way to go. But whatever they think will get it done, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's I think it says a lot about kind of who DQ is and how he runs his operation that he didn't want to fire the guy. I am really curious how next year goes. There's usually a lot of coaching staff changes year to year anyway in the NFL. Washington didn't really have those last year, but I think it's certainly a non-zero chance Kliff leaves and takes some of the offensive guys with him. And then I wonder if they don't bring in – I don't think DQ is going to be the D coordinator next year. I think they're going to bring somebody new in. My name to watch, assuming he gets canned in Arizona, Jonathan Gannon runs really good defense. I'm curious what happens there. Our poll question today, the AAA poll question of the day, they have 7 games left, including Miami here in Madrid. They do get to play New York in New York. Of the 7 left, how many of them do you see them winning?
1 or 2. Or that'll be, again, I'm not saying this to be performative. At this moment, when I've watched, you guys could, if either of you disagree, please tell me. When I flip the channels, they're the worst team in the league.
Last month they have been.
I watch the Jets every week. This team ain't as good as the Jets right now. The Jets are competing. The Jets are terrible. They have a quarterback who is so much worse than Mariota. The Jets would kill to get Mariota for Justin Fields, okay? The guy cannot play. Russell Wilson at the end of that Giants game, they would kill to have had Marcus Mariota. The guys cannot play. But the teams are competing, at least in some phase. The Jets had 2 special teams touchdowns. They're finding a way to compete. So, like, yes, I'm not nearly as mad at the offense as I am the defense. But overall, this team isn't competing. So I think if you were to say that they're going to win more than 2 games, you'd be nuts. And furthermore, if I were a betting man, I would put as much money as humanly comfortable on the Dolphins this weekend. Under 3? A team that just beat the Bills?
Dude, I like that. Your logic right there is exactly why I like the Skins this week. Everybody likes Miami this week. People in the NFL tend to be so reactionary week to week. I kind of like Washington.
See, beating Miami.
No, listen.
Miami beating Buffalo, it's just like when you watch Washington when they're horrible beat Dallas.
When
the Giants
when
they're
Washington
horrible, beat
went up to Philly a couple years ago with Rivera, with Heineke, Philly's undefeated Monday Night Football, and Washington gets that win. Those division games are funky, man.
I get why you're saying that from a betting standpoint, because of with the way everyone's looking, Miami should – this is a game that, in theory, the way we know betting, the Commanders just win outright. And you're like, oh, that makes no sense. You're right. But what I'm saying is remove, like, the betting part of it. The logic of what I've seen, I would put everything on Miami.
Defensively,
they've
been
hard a couple weeks in a row.
Defensively, they've been historically awful. So you're not wrong. Like, we're not making the numbers up. The numbers are what the numbers are. I'm curious, just while we have you, what's the status with Giant fans right now? You fire Daboll? Is Dart hurt? Like, what is going on there?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Everyone was ready for Dable to go. I think everyone feels good about that. Everyone here seems to be sure they have the quarterback. I'm not as 100% as everybody else is. I think he looks pretty good, though. We all know that they're a very talented team up front on defense. And they didn't have neighbors all year, and of course they lose Scadaboo. So I think what everyone's feeling right now is the Giants have a bunch of pieces, and that becomes a pretty appealing proposition for a new head coach to come in. You know, the X factor here might be Mara's health. You know, Mara's sick and battling cancer, and nobody knows exactly what's going on there. He didn't travel last week, which, as you guys well know from being around these teams for so long, Mara always travels.
Right.
So that's an odd thing that people, I think, are a little bit concerned about him. So that's probably why Shane stayed in place. Although, guys, I think, frankly, if you look at the job Shane has done talent-wise on the Giants, I'm fine with Joe Shane. To me, Dable was the issue, and Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, him and Joe Witt need to go away together for a while. Joe Witt and Bowen need to go on a vacation and spend time reevaluating things. But they decided to let him rock, and they're going to let Kafka run the team. But I think Giants fans are mostly feeling positive, frustrated, but positive mostly about Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I think Dable just didn't carry himself professionally well enough.
Nope.
He was a kid on the sideline. And I think you brought up the Shane Bowen thing. To have enough beef with an established defensive mind like Wink Martindale, to just have too much ego to make that relationship work, let Wink go or get fired, however that truly shook out, and then to backfill that with just his boy that is not of the same caliber in Shane Bowen is pretty telling.
You think he didn't let Wink go because Wink could have taken over to the coaching job?
Sure. Whatever it is, it
blew up in his face so bad because then Bowen comes and he's horrible and you can't let go of him because you already got rid of the real coordinator to bring him in.
Right.
So you just had to sit there and watch the whole thing come unglued. And by the way, he was so bad with Daniel Jones. I don't know if you guys remember 2 years ago, the opening night, the Monday nighter against Dallas, when the Giants got destroyed.
Yeah.
And they just left Daniel Jones in that game at 40-0 to get pounded. He just never treated him with any respect, and now Jones is just shoving it right up as you-know-what.
Thank you for the time, brother. Take care of that little girl.
Have fun. Enjoy delightful Spanish cuisine, and let's hope they win.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, brother. Later.
That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got bets to make.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, too. Jimbo and his crew do great work. The best part of these Root systems, they control the humidity, which means you get performance and balance perfectly balanced in your home. You can also save a bunch of money. B-Mitch, you got to tell them about the tax money. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Root.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Root, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Root,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.